Today's show is brought to you by Daylight Saving Time. I don't even save money. Why would I want to invest an hour of my weekend just to get back the same amount of time next fall?
KHJ Los Angeles.
Portions of the day's programming are reproduced by means of electrical transcriptions or tape recording.
You're listening to the radio.
He came and he grabbed the food, and then he came again for the soda.
Unfortunately, something horrible happened. I don't think it's anybody's fault. It's just one of those things. It's an accident for a reason.
Looking good, looking good. Looking good, ma'am. Looking good.
That is so stupid.
Getting drunk in the morning. Who are you, Kathy Lee Gifford?
We may not hook up with women, but we really understand women.
Today is a very special day.
International Women's Day takes place every year on the 8th of March.
We are strong adult women.
Women are responsible for two-thirds of the work done worldwide.
Women are tough.
Women are strong.
Women are mysterious.
I am woman. Hear me roar.
I'm very excited to welcome you to International Women's Day.
Happy International Women's Day.
It's showtime.
Yeah, it is. The Mike Show. So happy you could join us right here, right now on Radio 434, the Radio 434 apps, and Radio434.com. Also, one of my favorite women.
Hello!
On Alexa. You can find our live show and our feature channel on the Alexa device. How do you do that? Well, you enable the skill. One time, you say, Alexa, enable the Radio 434 skill, and she will. And then every time you want to listen after that, you just say, Alexa, play Radio 434. You can find our podcast if you want to listen at your leisure and not necessarily when we're live. You can listen to our podcast. Each episode is repacked as a podcast, and that drops around noon each day. And you can find that, you can find it on Alexa.
Hello!
You say, Alexa, play the Mike Show VA podcast, and she will. And then you can also find it on, of course, wherever you find your podcast, Apple, Spotify, Amazon Music. You can go to our website, radio434.com, and click on the Mike Show channel. And there's a link to it there as well. If that isn't enough, you can even watch the show on Facebook Live at The Mike Show VA. That's all one word, no spaces, at The Mike Show VA. You can watch each of the show segments, scroll through, watch our pop-up concert series that we do at Three Roads. Last night, we had a phenomenal show. If you saw the band Smoke on our show Tuesday, they did an acoustic set in studio on Tuesday. Now, last night was not acoustic. It was, that place was rocking. They had just a tower of amps and speakers, and it was just incredible. Smoke plays just, I mean, a really, really, they are an excellent metal band. However, and I noticed something. Each and every one of the members of the band Smoke look identical to each and every one of the members of Old Town Connector. It's amazing. It's uncanny. I don't know how they do that. We had a great time at Three Roads. So if you joined us last night, thank you so much for coming out and supporting live music in the Berg. If you didn't, well, next week we're going to be doing the same thing each and every Thursday. We are at Three Roads for the Mic'd Up Pop-Up Concert Series. So I want to show you this. My birthday is coming up, and my youngest daughter bought me a present, and she got it. Her mom was scrolling through Amazon, and Maddie found this shirt, and Maddie bought it with her own money. She's got this little credit card that she uses, and when she gets an allowance, we put money on her card, and so she has some cash in an account that she can use a credit card. Well, here, let me switch to the other camera and show you my new shirt. There it is. Maddie picked that out, and she bought it for me. And it looks like Jerry the cat being chased by UFOs. My absolute favorite shirt. And I really, really appreciate that. So I'm showing it off today. I've got amazing kids. All right. Coming up on today's program, of course, we've got your five random facts. So you're going to get smart. Then you're going to get even smarter-est with your nerd news this week in science. It's just science. So that's two smarts. And then we're going to get stupid towards the end of the show. We've got your stupid criminals in the news. So that's two smarts for one stupid. I think we'll make out and we'll be very, very ahead of the game in the smarts department today. Also, we will be talking with either Riley or Darius from the Lynchburg Community Market. They're going to give us some updates on stuff that's going on and big announcement. They've got the Wednesday markets are going to kick back in, and we'll tell you all about that. That's on the way. Of course, you're not headline news and all that. We've got a story here that eating carbs might make you uglier within 2 hours. It's a study out of France. We'll talk about that, plus our top list today. Top signs you may be ugly. All right, that's all on the way. This portion of the broadcast is brought to you in part by the YMCA of Central Virginia.
This is Ed. Ed loves the Y. Ed's buddy joined the Y because Ed told him how great the Y is. Now Ed and his buddy both save 20% off of their monthly dues. Ed and his buddy are getting healthy together. Ed refers his other buddies to the Y too. Now Ed and two of his best buddies are saving on their monthly membership. And you can too. Not a member? Join today with a friend and you'll both save like Ed. Be healthy, be active, be like Ed. Refer a friend to the Y and save.
Traveling with your family is not only affordable from Lynchburg Regional Airport, it's convenient, too. Our daily departures offer easy connections on American Airlines through Charlotte to over 170 nonstop destinations. So check the great round-trip fares currently being offered to your vacation destinations by using flylyh.com today and click Book Now. Prices are subject to change without notice and certain restrictions apply. Advanced purchases required and availability is limited. Low fares, less hassle. Check Lynchburg first.
This is Jackie.
Hi.
Jackie is feeling really good.
I sure am.
Tell everybody why, Jackie.
Well, because I've got my own care team at Centrum.
You sure do.
Yep. I've got my doctor.
Leading your team.
My advanced practice provider.
Who's there if you're sick or for yearly visits.
And my registered nurse.
Leads your nursing team.
At Centrum, I'm getting personal care from a team of experts.
No wonder you're feeling good.
Really good.
To learn how Centra can help you, like they're helping Jackie, go to CentraHealth.com.
Coming to you live from the Stonecrafter Studios. For custom countertops and cabinetry, shop Stonecrafter's incredible inventory at their Factory Direct Warehouse, 3678 Manita Road, Bedford. Online at StonecraftersVA.com.
KHF! Today's show is brought to you by Ugly Puppy Chow. Because all dogs aren't cute. And they need to eat too.
Yeah, they do. The Mike Show. Hi. It's the finally Friday edition of the program. So, speaking of eating and speaking of ugly, did you have a donut this morning? Well, this might be some hard news, but you may be a little uglier than you were when you woke up, according to the study in France. Yeah, I didn't make this up. According to a study in France, okay, let me get rid of that. There we go. They found that refined carbohydrates make us noticeably less attractive within 2 hours of eating them. That includes things like donuts, bagels, pancakes, muffins, white bread, and sugary cereals. Researchers had volunteers rate how attractive people's faces were before and after they had breakfast. Some ate healthy breakfasts. Others ate things that were carb-heavy. The people who ate carbs were seen as significantly less attractive 2 hours later. They're not sure why, but it was true for both men and women. So, I don't know. So that brings us, I guess, because I drink beer and that's carb heavy, so I guess I must be a hideous troll. So that brings us to our top list. it's top signs. You may be ugly. I said top signs you may be ugly. All right, here we go. Number one, you look normal in a funhouse mirror. Top signs you're ugly. Nobody wants to talk to you on FaceTime. Yeah. Top signs you may be ugly. People come up and say, hey, big fan, Steve Buscemi. top signs you may be ugly. People summon you by saying your name three times. Top signs you may be ugly. Priests try to ward you off with a crucifix. You get residual payments from the Elephant Man. Top signs you may be ugly. When people say you have a nice face, or take two, when people say you have a face only your mother could love, she says, hey, not so fast. Top signs you may be ugly. A gargoyle was able to open your phone using Face ID. It's our top list today. Top signs you may be ugly. Know that app that turns you into a dog? No one notices when you use it. And the top signs you may be ugly. You work in radio. Hey! It's the Mike Show. Finally, Friday edition. Coming up, we have news, and we have not headline news. That's all on the way. And a little bit later on, we've got your five random facts. This portion of the broadcast is brought to you in part by Centra Health.
This is a care team at Centra.
Hello!
A team of experts who partner with you.
Hey, Jackie, how are you?
A doctor oversees your care.
The team will take great care of you.
An advanced practice provider is there for routine and sick visits.
All right, I'll get that prescription called in for you.
Thank you.
And an RN leads your nursing team.
Your numbers are looking great.
Getting you the personalized care you need.
And that takes a team.
Count on Centra because it's your life.
We help you live it.
Three Roads Brewery is Lynchburg's gathering spot. Enjoy the relaxed open atmosphere of the Lynchburg Tap Room with plenty of space to unwind or outside on their expansive patio with friends and the entire family. Check out Three Roads games, arcade style, darts, and more. And of course, an excellent selection of craft beers brewed on site. Grab a Three Roads today at their tap room, 1300 Court Street, downtown Lynchburg, their tap room in Farmville, or anywhere they serve great beer. Three Roads is also available at area convenience stores and supermarkets. And if they don't carry Three Roads, ask them to. Brewing Community, Three Roads Brewery.
From brand new to lightly used, CMA's Honda of Lynchburg's got you covered. Shop our growing selection today and find our best deals on our entire inventory. That's savings on every single vehicle. And on our used cars, take 3 days to love it or leave it. Plus, we'll buy your current vehicle. Trade in with us and get an unbeatable offer. Start shopping and saving today. CMA's Honda of Lynchburg. Owners just care more.
Broadcasting from the Stonecrafter Studios. For custom countertops and cabinetry, shop Stonecrafter's incredible inventory at their factory direct warehouse, 3678 Manita Road, Bedford. Online at stonecraftersva.com.
KHF. This is not headline news. The Oscars are Sunday night, and Oscar organizers are promising some surprises for Sunday's show. Fingers crossed that the Best Actor trophy is presented by Cocaine Bear. Harrison Ford says they played the Indiana Jones theme during his last colonoscopy. And here's a coincidence. While the doctors were up in there, they found the script to Indiana Jones and the Dial of Destiny. 10% of Americans experience irritable bowel syndrome. Surprising it isn't higher, considering we set aside one day a week for tacos. And Carrie Underwood turns 41 today. She's one of the people who parlayed their appearance on American Idol into a lucrative career, like Kelly Clarkson and, well, no one else. This is not headline news.
It's not. It's the Mike Show, and it's the finally Friday edition. I am so darned happy that you could join us and spend some time with the program. All right, I've got some just really, really dumb news out of... out of the UK.
Hello!
Yeah. If you're going to dream, dream big, and don't let anyone stop you from making it a reality. This week, a radio host in the UK,
hello!
There he is, was talking about the 200th anniversary of the Royal Navy Lifeboat Institution, the RNLI. They're kind of like our Coast Guard. Well, anyway... He was trying to explain how dedicated they are, and did so by telling a story about a very strange man in his bathtub. Someone at the RNLI told him about a guy in Southwest England who kept trying to row a bathtub all the way to Scotland. He always had his dog with him. They'd get about half a mile out to sea before they would start sinking. But he would just keep doing it. They were rescuing him once a week and bringing his bathtub back to shore. Ultimately, they decided that the only way to save this guy's life was to destroy his bathtub. They smashed it in the middle of the night, and he never tried it again. So in the end, he lived, but his dreams died. Oh. What else? I'm going to save this one for stupid criminals. It could technically be criminals, and the authorities were called. So let's save that one for stupid criminals. How about this? Ooh, and we got sound, too. Everyone has seen the endless get-rich-quick schemes online and on social media. But we are too smart to fall for them, even if we have a closet full of products that we have to sell for our small business. Well, anyway, there's a new paper out by the National Bureau of Economic Research, which shows that people from low or lower income backgrounds are more successful in growing their wealth when they spend time around wealthier people. They're more likely to invest in the stock market, save their money, and learn the tips and tricks to get their money to work for them rather than just getting a paycheck and spending it. Here's the problem. There's something called income inequality, and making friends across socioeconomic classes isn't as common as befriending someone, you know, in your boat. You know what I mean? But there is a secret to meeting a rich friend. This is not a commercial, I swear to God. But lurking at Applebee's.
Oh, no, not the bees!
Yes.
Not the bees!
The bees.
Ah! Yeah. Oh, no, my eyes!
I know.
My eyes! Ah!
Ah! All right. Nick really does not like the Applebee's. Researchers from the Massachusetts Institute of Technology, that's MIT, found that public spaces like libraries and parks can foster some cross-class interactions, but they're not as good as Olive Garden, Applebee's, or sharing a Bloomin' Onion. According to this survey, they say the most socioeconomically diverse place in America are affordable chain restaurants. They have the largest positive impact on cross-class encounters through both scale and their diversity of visitors. That is darn interesting. Lurking at the Applebee's.
Oh, no, not the bees!
Yeah. Okay, and another stupid story. So I guess we have two parts stupid and two parts smart today. All right, anyway, if you want to be part of history, get yourself to St. Louis next Thursday. There's a place called City Museum. They're hoping to break the world record for the most people wearing underpants on their head. They already have the world's largest pair of underwear. The waistband measures 16 feet. So they have some experience with this kind of thing, I guess. Oh, there's a photo. Yeah, let's take a look at this. All right, I'm going to share this up on our social media, at the Mike Show VA. If you go to Facebook, at the Mike Show VA, there's the world's largest pair of underwear. The current record for most people wearing underwear on their head is 270. It was set at a bookstore in Naperville, Illinois in 2012. They're hoping to crush that. They only need 271. But their goal is 314 because next Thursday is March 14th. That's Pi Day also, as in the mathematical constant pi. But 314 is also the St. Louis area code. There's also a separate holiday That's just about city pride and all that. You don't need to bring your own pair. Just show up there at 1:45 p.m. next Thursday, and they'll give you some underwear to put on your head. Hopefully it's a clean, unwore pair. All right. Coming up on the program, what are we going to do? We're going to get rid of that. We are going to get really, really smart with your five random facts. A little bit later on, we're going to get even smarter with your nerd news. This week in science. It's just science. Don't be afraid. This portion of the broadcast is brought to you in part by Lynchburg Regional Airport. It is so much easier. Fly LYH.
Making sure that you never miss that important connection. At Lynchburg Regional Airport, we're ready when you're ready.
Four bags to check in, please.
LYH. From here to there to anywhere. We're ready when you're ready.
How about this for a New Year's resolution? Invest in your home. Update that kitchen and bathroom with a visit to Stonecrafters. According to realtors, homes with updated kitchens and bathrooms sell 54% faster and for more money. Plus, you have to live there, and there's no greater investment, especially right now, than your own home. Stonecrafters has the largest selection of stone in stock, rows and rows towering throughout their factory direct warehouse. Plus, a great selection of remnants in stock, too, that can save you money. And right now, for a limited time, Stonecrafters will give you a free vanity top for your bathroom or bar with the purchase and installation of your new kitchen from Stonecrafters. Visit Stonecrafters for details. 3678 Manita Road in Bedford, StonecraftersVA.com. And they do it all from start to finish, from laser measuring your space, designing your project, cutting your stone right there in their warehouse, and installing your new kitchen and bathroom in days. For custom countertops and cabinetry, there's only one choice, Stonecrafters. Your satisfaction is guaranteed in Stone.
Need a workout buddy for 2024? Well, now is your chance to save 20% off your monthly dues when you refer a buddy to the YMCA of Central Virginia. When you refer your buddy to the Y and they join the Y, then you will both receive 20% off your monthly dues. You and your buddy can get healthy together while also saving up to $192 a year. Not a member? Join today with a buddy and you both can still save 20% off. Be healthy, be active, and save money by referring a buddy to the YMCA of Central Virginia.
Coming to you live from the Stonecrafters Studios. For custom countertops and cabinetry, shop Stonecrafters' incredible inventory at their factory direct warehouse, 3678 Manita Road, Bedford. Online at StonecraftersVA.com.
KHF!
And now it's time for
five
random facts.
Not that facts are boring, but I just had a little bit of a yawn there, Darius. I hope it's not contagious. that time, once again, we cram your head full of usable information, and you can tell it back wherever the heck you happen to be. We don't know where you go or what you do. Quite frankly, really none of our business. But if you say any of these five random facts back, somebody's bound to say,
wow.
Maybe. I don't know. All right. Hey, before we do facts.
Yeah.
Here, I got to show you something.
Oh, boy.
Yeah, here.
I was also laughing at myself because I was waiting on the 36 other wows to follow after that first one. I didn't know which one we were going to get.
Check this out.
This
is my shirt.
I saw the UFO when we were talking before. But
this is my shirt. My youngest daughter bought this for me. My birthday's coming up. And she was on, her mom was scrolling through Amazon. And she saw this shirt. My youngest daughter saw this shirt and said, "I want to get that for daddy." And so,
what a good call.
Wait, let me get rid of this. There we go. Oh, you still have us. All right.
I saw the UFO. I know he's got the science bit today, so maybe he's just committed to that. But no, it's even better.
No, my youngest daughter. We gave her a little credit card that she uses, and if she gets and it's like a bank account credit card.
Yeah.
So if she for like whenever she gets her allowance or whatever, or gets holiday money, we put the money in her bank account, and then she has a little credit card that she can use and she can buy stuff. So she bought this all on her own. She bought the little UFO shirt.
Wait till she gets a job, Mike. You're going to be getting all kinds of stuff.
And it happens to look like Jerry the cat.
Hat and pants. Yeah.
Anyway, all right. So, time once again for five random facts. Here we go. Number one, the dashboard touch screens, you know, the new screens in most modern cars, it actually runs up to 14 times more code than a Boeing 787. Yikes. Number
in a way, I'm kind of happy that Boeing keeps it simple, because 14 times more code is a lot more room for something to go awry.
Yeah, so. Especially when you're in the air. Number two, only two women have ever tried to assassinate a U.S. president. Both of them went after Gerald Ford within 3 weeks of each other in 1975. Number three, only two people have sold 100 million albums worldwide as both a solo artist and as part of a group. 100 million as a solo artist and 100 million as part of a group. Can you guess who they are?
Would Beyonce be one as solo and then Destiny's Child?
Here, wait. Let's see. Oh. Nope.
Darn. I'm trying
think a little
Harry
bit
old Styles with him in One Direction.
No. Yeah, think a little bit older.
Oh man.
Think a lot.
So older. I'm gonna embarrass myself, but Paul McCartney and whatever group he was part of.
Yeah. Yes. Paul McCartney and the Beatles. That's one of them.
I was 99% sure it was Beatles, but part of me wanted to say Journey, and I did not want to get laughed off the show.
No. I would not laugh. I mean, Paul McCartney is as old as dirt. He's been around forever. But believe it or not, if you haven't been following, the Beatles had been in the top 10 on the charts just this past month. With a brand new song, nice. Brand new song from the Beatles that we're actually playing on Radio 434. So who do you think is the second?
I like it.
Who do you think is the second solo artist with 100 million albums worldwide?
Man. Are we looking at the same time period?
And 100 million as part of a group. A little bit younger, but not much. We're talking like 80s here.
Oh man. Okay. You know, nobody comes to mind.
Well, Phil Collins, he was part of the group Genesis, and Phil Collins.
I forgot about that.
Yeah, and Phil Collins had a huge, huge solo career, and he sold over 100 million albums worldwide as both Genesis and then 100 million albums worldwide as Phil Collins. Now,
okay, gotcha. Yeah, I'm more familiar with Phil Collins than I am with Genesis. So
yeah. Now, some sources are adding Michael Jackson to this group. But while the Jackson 5 sold over 100 million records, that includes their singles, they sold less than 50 million full albums. So if you count it as records, then Michael Jackson is in. If you count it as albums, he's not. Number four.
Interesting.
Now we're going to talk about a little bit of Virginia geography. Lee County in Virginia is so far west that it's closer to eight other state capital cities than it is to Richmond. It's closer to the capitals in North Carolina, South Carolina, Georgia, Tennessee, West by God, Virginia, Kentucky, Ohio, and Indiana.
Ohio and Indiana definitely catch me off guard.
Yeah. Wow. Yeah. And then number five, Simon Fraser University in British Columbia, Canada, is the only school outside of the United States that competes in the NCAA. They're a division school too in 16 sports. It includes basketball and soccer. And they also had football up until last year. And those are your five random facts. We were deep diving and digging and zigging and zagging into those five random facts. It is the Mike Show.
Yeah,
they're really good ones. It's the Finally Friday edition of the program, and that is the day that we have Darius joining us, or Riley joining us, and I hope she feels better today. So let me share your screen right there. So what's going on at your Lynchburg Community Market?
Awesome. Well, as you guys know, we have our Saturday market coming up tomorrow. That's our Super Bowl day of the week. We'll have all of our farmers here with all of that fresh produce, meats, everything you need to stock up your shelves. Last I looked at the forecast, I think they were calling for a little bit of rain, but that will not stop our vendors. We are rain or shine. So even if we do have some precipitation, they'll be out there braving the weather to make sure that your dinner table is stocked with everything local that you need.
Absolutely. And you got to start off, as we've said this many, many times, especially if you're new to town, even if you're not new to town, but you're maybe new to Lynchburg Community Market, you got to start your Saturday mornings off in downtown and specifically at Lynchburg Community Market. What time do the farmers arrive on Saturdays?
So we have them, we open at 7. We have some of the farmers that are there right at 7. All of them are required to be here by 8 o'clock. Okay. So if you're an early bird, you can get here at 7 and get some early shopping done with probably about half of them that would be here at that point. But if you get here at 8, then all of them should be set up and ready to rock.
All right. You've got the crafters gallery inside. You've got the permanent shops. You've got the restaurants. You can grab breakfast at Lynchburg Community Market, grab some coffee, fresh roasted coffee in your roastery. And you've got a bakery, which is one of my favorite places.
Absolutely. It's tough being in here on an empty stomach because you have so many wonderful smells, especially when you come in here on a Saturday morning and you smell, you just get a waft of bacon. I came in this morning. I think Barb is doing hamburgers and gravy for lunch. Yeah. So she was already starting to cook it up. So yikes. 7, 8 o'clock in the morning, you just get this yummy smell of fried hamburgers and fried onions in your face, and it gets the tummy rumbling. So
very, very cool. Well, it's conveniently located right on the corner of Main and 12th Street in downtown Lynchburg. You guys have plenty of parking. You got your own parking lots and even expanded parking since they redid the intersection there with that landing pad. Which by the way, I tried to land in the Radio 434 helicopter, and they waved me off. They said, no, you
that
can't do that.
Advertising. I know. We got a lawsuit, buddy.
Not what the landing pad's supposed to be for. So that's fine. I landed it on the armory. So you can stop by, start off your Saturday the right way. And then we had the big announcement last week that you guys are starting up the Wednesday markets again.
Absolutely. So due to high demand, we have reintroduced the Wednesday Farmers Market, and we're very excited about that. This is going to be an additional opportunity midweek to let you guys come down here and shop from all those same great vendors that you see on Saturday. So it'll be the same awesome selection of produce, meats, and more, and we're hoping to have a few new faces alongside some familiar faces from Saturday. So
nice.
All in all, we're very excited for that to be coming back starting on May 15th.
Very cool. Well, we're looking forward to that as well. And start off your Saturday, like I said, the right way at Lynchburg Community Market. And where do folks find you on the interwebs?
Well, you can check out our website. That's lynchburgcommunitymarket.com. And then we're on both Facebook and Instagram at Lynchburg Community Market.
All right. Well, Darius, thank you so much for joining us each and every Friday. We really appreciate it. And we look forward to seeing you at the market.
Awesome. Thank you, my friend.
All right. Thank you. It is the Mike Show coming up. A little bit later on, we've got your audio vault. We're going to get really, really smart with your nerd news. It's This Week in Science. That's all on the way. Stay tuned.
Join us down at the Lynchburg Community Market and experience all that one of the nation's oldest farmers markets has to offer. Grab some lunch from our restaurants and shops, or shop from our awesome selection of artisan, handmade goods in our crafters gallery. Swing by on Saturday to check out our farmers market, where you can shop from the freshest selection of local grown produce, meats, and more. The Lynchburg Community Market, located in downtown Lynchburg on the corner of 12th and Main Street. Open Tuesday through Saturday from 7 to 2 year-round. For more information, follow us on Facebook and Instagram at Lynchburg Community Market.
affected.
Lynchburg Regional Airport is going strong. For many years now, Lynchburg's low fares have been among the most competitive in the area, and our conveniently scheduled flights offer easy connections on American Airlines through Charlotte to over 170 nonstop destinations worldwide. So check the great round-trip airfares currently being offered by visiting flylyh.com today and click Book Now. Prices are subject to change without notice and certain restrictions apply. Advance purchases required and availability is limited. Your close and convenient connection, check Lynchburg first.
Broadcasting from the Stonecrafter Studios. For custom countertops and cabinetry shops, Stonecrafter's incredible inventory at their factory direct warehouse, 3678 Manita Road, Bedford. Online at stonecraftersva.com.
KHF.
All right, time once again for Nerd News. This weekend, science. It's just science. Don't be afraid. Covering the most important news for your brain. You may have missed. Here's a rundown. The company that's trying to bring back woolly mammoths.
Here, wait. Let me. No,
not that one. Well, I mean, they're big and. We'll do that one. Okay, so take two. There's a company that's trying to bring back woolly mammoths. They had a big stem cell breakthrough and say they're closer than ever to making it happen. In genealogy news, or geology news, not genealogy, geology news, a guy in France found a fully intact dinosaur skeleton. That one will work. While walking his dog. And an article went viral about a period 230 million years ago when scientists think that it basically rained nonstop for 2 million years. In bug news. Not that one. In bug news, a study found bumblebees. I said bumblebees.
Oh, no, not the bees!
Yeah, the bees.
Not the bees!
Yeah.
Ah! Oh, no, my eyes!
They can teach each other things and pass on skills. The bumblebees.
Oh, no, not the bees!
Yeah. And in other bug news, two termites got frozen in amber while doing it.
Ask your doctor if your heart is healthy enough for sex.
38 million years ago. In other animal news, where'd my music go? Is there? Oh, there it is. In other animal news. Take three. In other animal news, a bird watcher in England. There he is. Captured the first known image of a seal interacting with an eagle. It shows the seal spitting at the eagle. So that couldn't have been a coincidence where the seal was just spitting. It was pretty deliberate. I don't want to do a deeper dive on that story. And in space news, the Voyager 1 space probe. I don't know if you kiddos understand how old the Voyager 1 space probe is and how significant it is. All right. It was launched in 1977, okay, and it is the furthest man-made object that has ever traveled in space, as far as it has traveled. It's still clinging to life. Let me do a quick, deeper dive into that story. It's been, for more than 45 years, the spacecraft has been cruising through the cosmos, crossing the boundary of our solar system to become the first human-made object to venture to interstellar space. Iconic in every regard, Voyager 1 has delivered groundbreaking data on Jupiter and Saturn and captured the loneliest image of Earth. But perhaps nothing is lonelier than an aging spacecraft that has lost its ability to communicate while traveling billions of miles away. NASA's Voyager 1 has been clinging to life for months, sending nonsensical data to ground control. Engineers at NASA's Jet Propulsion Laboratory have been trying to resolve the issue, but given how far the spacecraft currently is, the process has been extremely slow. Things are looking pretty bleak for the aging mission. which might be nearing the end. Still, NASA is not ready to let go of its most distant spacecraft yet. What else? The James Webb Telescope spotted the oldest dead galaxy yet. Deeper dive? Maybe. It is about 13.8 billion years in age. But something made the galaxy suddenly halt star formation almost as quickly as star birth had begun more than 13 billion years ago. And researchers have yet to uncover the cause. The report describing the discovery appeared Wednesday in the journal Nature. Studying the galaxy could reveal how new insights about the early universe and the factors that affect star formation within galaxies occur, according to the authors of this. And then finally... Oh, no, not we got two more. NASA has found a crack in the SpaceX Dragon ship.
It says a crack.
But launched four people into space in it anyway. And finally, one of Jupiter's moons has enough oxygen for 1 million humans. Okay? This potentially inhabited moon is churning out enough oxygen for 1 million humans. It's Europa. And here's the downside. The temperature can dip down as low as negative 370 degrees. Anyway, that's your nerd news this week in science. It's just science. Don't be afraid. Coming up, we've got sounds, and we're going to lovingly place them in your ear holes. That is all on the way. We're going to get really, really stupid with your stupid criminals in the news. This portion of the broadcast, though, is brought to you in part by CMA's Honda of Lynchburg.
Looking for a dealership you can trust? CMA's Honda of Lynchburg is here for you. Our legacy of quality service speaks for itself. Drive away today in a Honda that's perfect for you. Trusted by the Lynchburg community for years. CMA's Honda of Lynchburg. Owners just care more.
This is Jackie.
Hi.
Jackie is feeling really good.
I sure am.
Tell everybody why, Jackie.
Well, because I've got my own care team at Centrum.
You sure do.
Yep, I've got my doctor.
Leading your team.
My advanced practice provider.
Who's there if you're sick or for yearly visits.
And my registered nurse.
Leads your nursing team.
At Centrum, I'm getting personal care from a team of experts.
No wonder you're feeling good.
Really good.
To learn how Centrum can help you, like they're helping Jackie, go to CentraHealth.com.
Berg Burritos is back at Cafe Rodora, 1103 C Church Street in downtown Lynchburg. The best burritos in the Berg, with over a dozen different creations to satisfy. For breakfast, check out The Break, a burrito with bacon, scrambled eggs, tater tots, Monterey cheese, sliced avocado, and salsa verde. Or the Chicken Break Burrito, with adobo chicken, scrambled egg, tater tots, Monterey cheese, sliced avocado, and habanero barbecue sauce. How about the Steak Break, a burrito served with thinly sliced ribeye over scrambled eggs, provolone cheese, avocado, tater tots, and salsa verde. Each just $10. Order online for fast and easy pickup at RedoraSpecialty.com/cafe or just Google Berg Burritos. Check out their menu and expanded hours for breakfast, lunch, or dinner. Berg Burritos, inside Cafe Rodora, 1103 C Church Street, downtown Lynchburg. The best burritos in the Berg.
Coming to you live from the Stonecrafter Studios. For custom countertops and cabinetry, shop Stonecrafter's incredible inventory at their Factory Direct Warehouse, 3678 Manita Road, Bedford. Online at StonecraftersVA.com.
KHF! All right, let's open it up. It is your audio vault for today. Our collection of bits and clips and viral audio for your ear holes. I think you will like it. Let's go with this one. So don't forget, we spring forward into daylight saving time this weekend. Here's some more information for you.
Daylight. Daylight Saving Time presents 1 hour into the future. Congratulations. By utilizing spring-forward technology, you have successfully traveled 1 hour into the future. Here you'll find life is much different. Everyone has a flying car, a lunar vacation home, a sexy robot girlfriend, and the planet is controlled by a race of evil machines that live off human body heat for electrochemical energy. Enjoy your 6 month stay here in Future World. And remember, returning to the past with sports scores, lottery numbers, and stock tips is strictly prohibited.
Mm-hmm.
Go change all your watches and clocks in your home. 1 hour ahead, spring forward, you know. It's daylight savings wherever you roam.
This song is not valid in Arizona and Hawaii.
'Cause the times, they are a-changing.
The president had a lot to say last night, but this was one of his ideas for actually saving the country some money. Here, check this out.
And so tonight, I'm proud to announce a fiscal plan to reverse mortgage the White House. Effective at noon tomorrow, the White House will become the property of Tom Selleck.
Oh, my. Okay. All right. Here's some interesting news. The world's largest cruise ship saved 14 people at sea who were clinging to a small boat. Just think, they went from that experience to the icon of the seas with more than 5,500 passengers. Here's more information from their tourism ad, I think.
Ahoy, cruise lovers. Royal Caribbean's Icon of the Seas is ready to sail. With an ice rink, mini golf, and multiple water slides, you won't even know you're on a boat. Unless there's a norovirus outbreak, or the nonstop motion leaves you dizzy, or you fall over the railing. Then you'll not only know you're on a boat, you'll wonder why. And as you see the same people, eat the same meals, and do the same things, you'll wish for an escape. Which is why you can visit one of our 15 bars. Royal Caribbean, a vacation you'll never forget, as much as you try.
Oh my. All right. Here, let's skip that. Let's go to viral videos. When you're on a flight, does turbulence freak you out? It does me. I hate the takeoffs. I hate the landings. And turbulence really does, well, I mean, it shakes everybody up, but it, like, mentally it shakes me up. But you still have to. And it's the best way of getting to, you know, very far destinations, like, you know, when we go to Las Vegas to the NAB convention. Well, anyway, take two. Does turbulence freak you out? Well, making the rounds online right now is a flight attendant's trick. This is viral videos that we're going to go to on how to deal with turbulence.
This is Taylor. She flies for Virgin Atlantic. What's your top cabin crew secret travel hack?
Mine is when turbulence hits, basically pretend you're jelly or submerged in jelly and just wiggle around in your seat like a little jellyfish. You'll feel so much better.
I think we'll give this one a go. Turbulence pilot, please.
Can we get some turbulence and then we can all just wiggle around in the galley like this?
Okay. So basically you don't tense up. You don't actually become jelly or roll in jelly. Anyway, lawmakers in New Hampshire unanimously rejected a bill that would essentially turn wild animals like kangaroos, monkeys, and raccoons into household pets. I said into household pets, yeah. Here are several lawmakers talking about why they all rejected the bill.
These animals really are not appropriate for home pet ownership. They are essentially wild animals.
He told me that they are perpetually vicious and angry and petulant 2-year-olds. That's how they behave.
Kangaroos could kill children, maim people. I mean, some of these animals are just inane to even think of these as household pets.
Okay. Let's see. What was this? Oh, it's just the sounder. It's the... That's the Max sounder? Okay. Well, I'll just read the story. Why not? There's no sound. It's not a sound that we're going to lovingly place in your ear hole unless I just keep playing that over and over again. Well, first it was Netflix. Now it's Max. As the latest streamer to announce that it's going after password sharers. That's right.
It's going after you.
Yep.
I had another one. But you know,
the one damn time that I needed to use that Law and Order sound effect. Yeah. The one time. And I took it off the button bar in favor of this.
Unfortunately, something horrible happened. I don't think it's anybody's fault. It's just one of those things. It's an accident for a reason.
Yeah. I don't know why. Here. Where is it? Is this the sounder?
Oh. He doesn't want to say Law and Order because he can't.
Law and Order in a moment.
No, that's not that. Where's the sounder? I know I'm derailing the segment, but I was looking for that sound. I guess I could look it up in the other machine, but I don't want to. All right, that moment has passed. Sorry, moving on. The crackdown on password sharers will begin later this year. And by the way, you can thank Netflix for the shakedown. Max mentioned their success in the announcement. Max mentioned Netflix success in the announcement. They also called it a meaningful opportunity to increase revenue. Like all the services that got us hooked on the crack pipe. And now the price of crack is just going to keep going up. Just using crack as a metaphor, of course. All right. We wrap up Audio Vault with a comedian, and today is no exception. As we go into daylight saving time this weekend, here's comedian Paul F. Tompkins on how it's not that big of a deal.
I am confounded by people who are confused by daylight savings time. It's an hour. That's all it is. It's an hour. Twice a year, it's an hour. You make the adjustment. You can't get thrown out of whack by that. But you hear people say things like, I'm sorry, I'm all screwed up because of daylight savings time. If you find yourself saying that, you might as well just say, I'm not good at talking, so I just let my mouth open up and let things fall out of it because I don't with words. It's an hour. It's an hour. You didn't just get off a plane from Australia. It's an hour. Oh, what's happening? What strange world is this? What's going on? Is this milk still good? Who's the president now? Is that an electric car? Do I have a big bushy beard? What's that?
All right, that's your audio vault for today. Let's reach over here and lovingly grab the handle, but, you know, firmly, gently, but firmly. Give it a tug. There you go. Keep all that sound inside. Coming up, we are going to get really stupid with your stupid criminals in the news, but we've got some good news for you, and we'll share that as well. This portion of the broadcast is brought to you in part by Lynchburg Regional Airport. It is so much easier.
Whether your adventure is just beginning or you're on your way home, at Lynchburg Regional Airport, we're ready when you're ready. LYH, from here to there to anywhere. We're ready when you're ready.
This is a care team at Central.
Hello!
A team of experts who partner with you.
Hey, Jackie, how are you?
A doctor oversees your care.
The team will take great care of you.
An advanced practice provider is there for routine and sick visits.
All right, I'll get that prescription called in for you.
Thank you.
And an RN leads your nursing team.
Your numbers are looking great.
Getting you the personalized care you need.
And that takes a team.
Count on Centra, because it's your life.
And we help you live it.
Hi, I'm Matt Bright, the new owner of CRI Digital Impressions. And I'm excited to announce a new chapter in the century-long history of CRI. Mutual Press was founded in 1927, and in 1973, it merged with CRI to become CRI Mutual Press. In 2002, it was renamed CRI Digital Impressions. I also own Bright Images, which has provided print and media services to the area since 1995. Yes, there is a new owner and a new location, but the same commitment to quality and service. In fact, quality and service are the cornerstones of my business philosophy. Quick turns and service with a smile. From business cards to banners and pamphlets to paperback books, we can provide all your printing needs. Call, visit us online, or stop by our location at 3022 Memorial Avenue, Lynchburg. We look forward to serving you.
Three Roads Brewery is Lynchburg's gathering spot. Enjoy the relaxed open atmosphere of the Lynchburg Tap Room with plenty of space to unwind or outside on their expansive patio with friends and the entire family. Check out Three Roads games, arcade style, darts, and more. And of course, an excellent selection of craft beers brewed on site. Grab a Three Roads today at their tap room, 1300 Court Street, downtown Lynchburg, their tap room in Farmville, or anywhere they serve great beer. Three Roads is also available at area convenience stores and supermarkets. And if they don't carry Three Roads, ask them to. Brewing community. Three Roads Brewery.
March is here, which means the Lynchburg Hillcats opening day is just a month away. Be sure to join us on Tuesday, April 9th at 6:30 as the Hillcats square off against Fredericksburg, ringing the season with all the festivities and pageantry of opening day. Make sure to get there early to secure your 2024 magnet schedule. Even better, every fan in attendance will receive a free ticket to the following Tuesday game as part of our 2 for Tuesday promotion. Get your tickets for opening day at Lynchburg-Hillcats.com.
You gotta love the juice at Jersey Mike's. That zing of real red wine vinegar and olive oil blend is even better than the zing of a first kiss. No offense to Brenda DeMarche. It was a fine first smooch for me behind the bleachers. But there's nothing like when that zing of the juice hits your lips for the very first time. Years later, Brenda and I shared a Jersey Mike's sub with extra juice. We had a better time because neither of us had braces. Add a flavor zing with the juice. Jersey Mike's. A sub above.
Broadcasting from the Stonecrafter Studios. For custom countertops and cabinetry shops, Stonecrafter's incredible inventory at their factory direct warehouse, 3678 Manita Road, Bedford. Online at stonecraftersva.com.
KHF.
Oh, there we go. All right. Time once again for stupid criminals in dot news. Wow. Two women in Ohio have been arrested after they pulled a Weekend at Bernie's this past Monday. Yep. They propped up an 80-year-old dead man in their car. I said a dead man. Yeah. Then they went to the bank's drive-thru where they withdrew $900 from his account, and it worked. They went through the drive-thru window. It worked. Now, they weren't relatives, but they lived with the man, and the bank had previously allowed them to take money out as long as he was with them. They clearly didn't notice that the guy was no longer alive. The women then dumped the dead man's body off at a hospital and sped off. Eventually, police caught up with them, questioned them, and then arrested them. They both have rap sheets that include theft and drug offenses. One has been convicted of reckless assault. They told police they found the man dead inside the home earlier that day, but his cause of death is still under investigation. Yikes. We had a whole bunch here, by the way. No, maybe we didn't. Here. Okay. We didn't. We're going to good news. There is good news in the world, and we like to share it during this particular segment. I've got two stories here. I guess I'm just going to do both of them because, one of them is a story about a military mom surprised with a graduation message from her military son. So we want to do that one. So here, a mom by the name of Jennifer Duggan was graduating from Tennessee Tech and knew her military son was unable to attend her graduation since he was deployed at the border. He had a special surprise for her during the graduation. Here it is.
Also want to take this time and share a very special message of congratulations to one graduate seated with us today, Jennifer Duggan. This special message is for you.
Hey, Mom. I know I'm not there for graduation, so I figured I'd make you a video and tell you I'm proud of you. Congratulations, and I love you. keep pushing. I'll see you soon.
Now, Jennifer also serves in the military. She's in the Tennessee National Guard. Now, an escaped pig named Kevin Bacon befriends a Wisconsin family. Yep, the family found an escaped pig roaming around their yard and were able to walk him back home a mile away to his owner, who was out of town. Here is Jake Molgaard talking about meeting the pig named Kevin Bacon.
I'm watching TV and my wife comes in the room and says, Jake, I think there's a pig on our driveway camera. And I'm like, are you serious? That's definitely my pig. Is he? He's a big black pig. I said, yeah. He's like, yeah, his name is Kevin Bacon. And he's actually a little lonely, so he's probably just looking for company. They all wanted to adopt him immediately. And I said, we don't have a place to put a 450-pound pig, but they fell in love with him right away.
All right, there you go. That's the good news. It is The Mike Show. It's a finally Friday edition. Here, let's do this. The good news is brought to you in part by the United Way of Central Virginia.
See the Lynchburg Airport in a whole new way at the United Way of Central Virginia's 4th annual 5K on the runway. Saturday, April 27th at 5 p.m. This flat, fast, and unique 5K course promises excitement. Adding to the fun, the new after party at the Banker Aviation Hangar. If racing isn't your speed, register as a spectator to enjoy the festivities. This event is limited to 500 runners, so secure your spot now. Visit United Way of Central Virginia's website to register today.
All right, visit unitedwaycv.org /events/5K. Or just look for the 5K banner. Well, that is it. That is the program. We are back Monday.
Goodbye.
Don't come back.
Now we're back Monday with another thrilling edition of The Mike Show. Have a great weekend, everybody.
Thanks for tuning our way. And if you're listening in your car right now, thanks for the ride.
Scotty, beam me up.
So this is it. This is the end. I hope you and your companion had a good time listening. And hey, if things went really well, do me a favor and name the baby Ron.
Mike.
Ciao.
Ladies and gentlemen, the weekend.
Who's going to do the dishes?